I have limbs.
You're right, I have one.
You could always use out of the frying pan in this.
Oh, yes, I could. That might be a fun option for either.
Oh my god. So that was 28, 30, 35 points of damage to Ivan's face.
How many wounds is that?
What's your toughness?
My toughness is a 6 with my armor.
6, let's
see. So 29.
That's 23, that's only 5 wounds.
Yeah, 29, so that's 6 or something, I think.
29. Minus 6 is 23.
That was a 35 minus 6.
Oh, you're right. So that's 7 wounds.
I have 8.
Figure of D6.
You can soak off 4 and you'd still be conscious. You only need a 16.
Spit, use your card, Ivan. Use your card.
You can roll like him.
I need a Benny to shake it off, right?
Yes. Yes, you need a Benny to soak it.
Alright.
What you actually do, Alec, is instead of shooting Ivan after recklessly using buckshot in close combat,
they keep moving in! It's totally their fault!
Okay. Basically, what you do is you hit the support post next to Ivan, and it collapses right here.
Shit.
Oh shit.
Ivan is standing right there next to the Yeti.
Your turn.
That was fucked.
You are correct. I'm getting this so wrong. Sasquatch.
By the way,
guess what? I activate it.
Alright. It's turn next.
Is it shaken? Or no? No, it's soaked.
Yeah, it's soaked. Okay. Well, now that there's only one in giant rubble in the way. Delicious. Check. There's now rubble in between. Oh.
That's not me. That's Savage.
Doesn't matter. Ryan, it's your turn. There's now rubble blocking the passageway. And, yeah.
Just to know, you could one-shot me.
With a shotgun, you can indeed one-shot a teammate. BAM!
I do that all the time and left for dead.
Actually, by the way, with that roll, I would have hit him even if I was using slugs. I rolled a 1 both times, so...
Yep.
I would have hit him with slugs even, so... It's not... Technically, the buckshot's fault.
It wouldn't hurt so much.
So instead, it's just shooting into melee. Anywho.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have hurt so much.
You still would have died. This is... you start digging. He goes, oh, bloody bugger. How's it look up there?
Shitty.
Well, great. Nom-noms.
See if you can't find a passage.
I haven't rolled above a 4. It doesn't matter. I haven't even hit your normal parry. Ivan, your turn. Turn 1 of perfection. This is the ultimate show. Oh, by the way, you're in the dark.
I'm in melee.
Yeah, I know, but you still have penalties.
Huh. Yeah, I just...
It, however, does not.
It's dark vision.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I wonder what kind of Ripper Tech I was going to get.
A flashlight?
Hold my Ripper Tech!
Flashlight their eyes! Misery their eyes!
It's gone.
Got 7.
7 minus 2 for the darkness is 5 plus 1 for its size.
He attacks.
Despite it all, you'll still hit.
He attacks the darkness.
He is indeed stabbing into the darkness because the torch is... 8.
10.
You'll shake it.
Hooray!
See if I can hit you.
Why did you have to shake it again at 12?
Apparently it was a good choice bringing Yu Li, because she kicks these yetis.
Apparently it was a very bad choice to bring me. Oops!
Like Americans. See if you can't find the side passage back there.
I don't have a light. We only have one.
Oh, well, see if you can bring the light with you.
Oh, by the way,
it would be funny if I actually take this thing now.
I will after.
Six.
Plus.
You get a five.
Five.
Get a five, it's parry. Go ahead.
I thought it was five.
Five.
Parry is a five. I miscalculated early.
See if it unshakes.
I have a new order.
Got a nine.
You'll hit.
D6. 5, 7, 9.
9? You'll shake it. Did you bring the light back here, my dear?
Yes. Obviously, we're not going on rounds anymore, so whatever the hell we're doing.
I'll go help him dig.
You guys start digging in the dark. You can still hear the sounds of epic battle back there. More like... apparently you are more than a match for it.
I need more fighting.
That's what apparently it has decided.
Your fight or flight instincts have gone off now.
Five will hit.
Yes.
Seven.
You will not quite hit with the raid.
Alright.
Damn.
Got six.
Nothing.
Seven.
Nope. Nothing. Alright, let's start looking for another side passage. At least the two trackers are going this way.
Yes. Hopefully they don't wander.
Yes. Don't move.
We'll stay right here.
Should we I do believe we should unshackle these two individuals, don't you think, my dear?
At the moment.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Luckily it has to unshake still.
Yeah.
Plus two.
It swings.
Can't soak anymore, though.
It can't soak anymore.
You still have your deflection up. Seven.
Seven?
Does not hit me.
No bennies.
Deflection saves my ass again!
You got it with a raise, then?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, and this is now round, what, three?
Yes.
Alright.
So stab it! Stab it in the face!
Go for the eyes, lady! Go for the eyes!
They didn't believe I could take a gorilla with a knife.
And you're going to prove it, but no one's going to see you do it.
Obviously right off, and this is a corpse we missed.
It was killed by the cave-in.
Yes. With mini knife wounds. Oh.
No, it's more... All these have been little cuts and scrapes. You haven't actually stabbed it yet.
Got a five.
Five. Minus two for...
Darkness.
Yeah, plus one for size.
It was basically just a minus one on
that. Yeah, it's basically just a minus one.
So I need a six, basically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Okay. Eight. Ten.
Daniel, hit the raise. Second knife?
No. Add an extra D6.
Come on.
30. Seven, nine.
And we'll shake it.
It unshakes.
This is the ultimate destiny.
It unshakes.
Ultimate destiny. Good guys, bad guys, and explosions. All right. It'll swing. Ultimate destiny. Five. Nope, deflect. But this is now round four.
Yep. He's going to have to start spending power points soon.
Actually, he already has to.
Yeah.
It's three rounds, and he spent two earlier activating him. Three earlier?
The question is two, so four.
Yeah.
And then so this is five.
Yep.
I have five more rounds.
Well, if I just keep it going, five more rounds.
Yeah. Make your do your turn.
Okay.
I have a turn. Oh, hit. Raise.
Yeah. Have
to raise. Hit.
Sweet.
Oh.
Nice.
15.
19,
22. 22 minus 9 is 13. That's up to 3 wounds. That may have just put it down.
Nice.
And your second knife. Damn. 4.
Ugh.
Now it's at a minus 3 at everything it does now.
That's true.
Yep. 10, 3. Needs a 7 to unshake.
Nope.
Nope. Yeah, it's going down.
It ain't easy being small.
You had a nice epic battle, but you did put it down.
It ain't easy being small. The Yeti wounds, they're bigger.
3, 7.
It goes first every time, but you can't unshake to save his life, literally.
Oh my good lord.
8. 11.
With a raise.
Oh,
double ones? Mm-hmm. Your knife breaks.
With the first stab.
Stab chink!
No!
Not another knife!
Second one! Being a ripper is expensive and unfortunate.
Made in London?
What was Yuli doing with a. Or who? Hooli.
By the way, apparently my rifle pulls to the right when I fire.
7.
8.
8?
Nope.
Oh this my god. 9.
Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous. 6.
8. Can take a swinging, Ivan?
You can only swing once per round now unless you have a third knife. I do, but it's a throwing knife.
Oh, okay.
I'll go ahead and draw it.
Alright. You're at a net of minus 3. Seven minus 3 is 4?
Nope.
Dang.
What do you mean minus 3? Wouldn't it be minus 2?
Because you drew and then you had a net of minus
1. Darkness
before.
Plus 1.
Oh, darkness. And so this net is a minus 4.
Yep.
It is dark. We are likely to be eaten by a bear.
Snap! Snap!
Not meant to be used as for stabbing, I guess.
Oh! It unshakes!
With a 5.
You guys can still hear the epic battle. That is barely be contained within these walls.
She goes, damn it! Fuck!
You hear some very non-Yuli words.
In Chinese.
Fortunately, they're all in Chinese. So,
yeah. So you hear the commentary, fight!
That ain't no way for a lady to speak.
It swings at a minus 3. 1. It misses.
Just break his claws.
Nope. Ivan, stab away. Nope. It will go ahead and start wild attacking.
So plus 2, so never minus 1. No.
Nope. Oh, and by the way, this is now round. Yeah.
The other two, just
saying.
Yep.
Yeah.
I. Since this is starting to wild attack, I'll wild attack. Be funny if I got a Joker.
Huh?
Be funny if I got a Joker.
You have one more round of deflection left.
Nope.
Dang. Last round of deflection.
Nope.
Ivan.
Come on, Ivan!
Put it down!
Ball attacking.
Yep.
Five. 3. That's a 5 because he's wild attacking.
You are correct, they will hit.
Yay!
And a plus 2.
Yep, and a plus 2.
Nice.
9.
13, 15.
Yay!
On your last round of deflection.
A knife! Oh, man, you lucky.
You would have found
it. 3 rounds later.
If you had survived the next round.
It had a -3.
That's true.
Oh my god.
You would have been so bad.
Alright, Jessica. Give me a survival to attempt to navigate the wild mines.
Can I find my throwing knife? The one I threw at it way back.
It, you know where it was when it... when it threw it? Right in the
collapse. So I'm down to one knife.
You're down to one knife.
Four.
Okay. You're sitting there realizing where your other throwing knife is. You know. And guess who you have to blame for all this?
Damn Americans.
Alright, so you and Lord
Damn Patrick. London made guns. Shotgun pulled right.
You and Lord Souch begin kind of navigating around, and he's a bit more, he's not really familiar with cave, but between the two of you, you're kind of going, alright, you guys find a secondary exit, and go, alright, that looks like a shaft up. We'll probably have to climb up though, my dear.
I have some rope.
Ah, good.
I sit down on
if
the rubble.
If you don't mind, you go up first and you can just support me.
Of course.
Are you okay, Yuli?
Are you actually making it through?
No, they're not making it through. He's rubbing himself against the rock. I will say you can hear him, though.
Stop doing that to the rock. It's disturbing.
All right.
It did.
Ah! Okay, cool. Well, I guess we'll just sit down here.
Congratulations, little lady. That's up there with one of my more epic cougar battles.
He easily climbs up, lowers the rope for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, one time I had to fight a cougar days straight in the rain.
You night. Climb on up. You guys kind of walk on over, then walk back
at
into
night,
the entrance.
In the rain.
Well,
give me a tracking roll to track yourselves.
It was a freak.
It's not too hard to track a party of five.
In Alaska.
I may have very well...
You do indeed track the party of five, and you track where the Sasquatch started following you.
Big.
I may have also been drunk off my ass at that
And of course,
point.
You easily find her.
I heard
that. You see the thing. Absent you see a
moonshine or something.
Naked woman, probably in her mid 30s or 40s. Probably a matching pair to the man you stabbed earlier. Laying there.
Lee, you're alive! Good.
I told you I could take it with a knife.
Congratulations!
Technically, three knives.
My. Maybe I will support your, little hunting lodge after all.
The small Asian woman convinced him. I'm sure I lost us some points.
I gave you a hug.
Actually, they probably would have come back, told you guys about the exit, and brought you out.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Okay. So all of you guys are
standing there.
And we get the two people.
You get the two people, bring them outside. Well, congratulations. We managed to best these two Sasquatch. Unfortunately, nothing worth salvaging. But we might be able to collect some sort of reward, or maybe just a good old fashioned pat on the back. Well, this was a good, fun one-day camping trip in Montreal. Shall we get the next boat back?
If you want to.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've camped out in the wilderness. I think it would be nice to stay for a little while.
I would like to go back.
As would I. Oh.
Whatever you want me to do, sir.
Unfortunately, it appears that two of your party members are not quite as keen on camping.
I'm down to one knife.
I'm afraid I'm not
buy
much
some
of
more.
The outdoor type.
Well, then I will go ahead and book our next passage back.
Amen.
And that's where we're calling this session of epic failure.
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. The Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including the dark and dangerous city of Fates Worse Than Death, the magical and mysterious Tibet, the cosmological and ontological horror of In Dark Alleys, the post-apocalyptic savagery of Kid World, and the haunted past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com.
Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts, chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.